Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about the economic news, and there was a very interesting article over at Zero Hedge where this geologist is basically saying that the global energy crisis is going to get worse because the whole shale oil fracking situation has not produced the volume of product everybody was predicting. And so they are definitely running out. Now, if I were living in a well-managed country, I would say we got to be looking at other sources of energy besides petroleum. And I know there's been some research into fusion. The Chinese are just going like gangbusters. They're keeping stable fusion going for something like 17 minutes. And that is absolutely amazing. All righty. Now, Joe Biden is out there getting ready to nominate more people for the Federal Reserve. And normally, presidents look for people who have little controversy and a lot of economic experience. Biden went on a different direction, choosing an activist who supports a controversial policy. So Joe Biden's nominee for governor of the Federal Reserve is basically out there saying that, you know, it's a time for financial compensation for Black Americans as a form of atonement for slavery and discrimination. The short version is we're back to this whole reparations issue. So Biden and his nominee for the Federal Reserve want to take money away from today's people who were never slave owners to give to today's people who were never slaves. And this is just, you know, pandering to the Black population in the hope of winning votes. And, you know, I always thought buying votes was supposed to be a crime here. And again, bread and circuses is what we have. We're at that stage in the decline and fall of our empire. Getting on to immigration, there is a question being asked here. This is over at BlabberBuzz. And we already know that Kamala Harris, who's supposed to be the border czar, really has not spent a lot of time down there at the border. She went down to Haiti to participate in inauguration down there. And so a lot of people are starting to say, what is going on here? And down in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is basically saying Biden is refusing to speak with the border state governors. He's not even interested in talking about what's going on. Things are apparently all hunky-dory inside Biden's, you know, mind, whatever is left of it here. And so far, Texas taxpayers have footed $3 billion to do the federal government's job. And, you know, again, the last president we had that was serious about securing our border was Donald Trump. And as soon as Biden came on in, he canceled it all. He said, stop all work. Just leave the material there to corrode in the sun, gaping holes in the fence that the illegal immigrants continue to pour on through. Does that sound like good management to you? Doesn't to me. Absolutely does not to me here. And Representative Jim Jordan is now out there saying that Joe Biden's deliberate support of illegal immigration could lead to impeachment. I absolutely agree. Joe Biden, in bringing in all these illegal immigrants and giving them free stuff and paying for their flights all over the country here, he's violating virtually every section of Title 8 there is. And, you know, it's clearly criminal behavior. And when a president commits criminal behavior, that is adequate grounds for impeachment. So I know that would give us Kamala Harris in the Oval Office, but something, we can't let things go on the way they are now, right now. All right. Now, House Republicans led by Representative Lance Gooden of Texas, I should point out, have issued a plan that seeks to bankrupt the non-governmental organizations, often funded by large corporations, who facilitate illegal immigration into the United States. Well, you don't need to really bother about trying to bankrupt them. Just arrest them and throw them in jail under Title 8. We have the laws. They're on the book. anybody aiding an illegal immigrant into this country, giving them any kind of support, is guilty of Title VIII violations, and they can go to jail. So why don't we just do that? Absolutely here. Anyway, yesterday, Gooden filed the Stop Federal Funding for Human Trafficking and Smuggling. Okay. I thought Claire said something. Anyway, on Wednesday, are you okay? Okay, all right. Little peek into our domestic life here. On Wednesday, Gooden filed the Stop Federal Funding for Human Trafficking and Smuggling Act that would ban federal contracts and grants from going to non-governmental organizations unless they can prove they are not involved in human trafficking and illegal alien smuggling. Now, I'm rather leery of going back to the Napoleonic Code of a presumption of guilt until you prove you're innocent. I would rather have it that when these NGOs are caught involved in human trafficking, then all the funding is pulled. That's more consistent with our Constitution and our way of doing things here. So should a non-governmental organization be found to have trafficked or smuggled border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, the federal government would be required to revoke their 501c3 tax-exempt status, and then under Title VIII, arrest them all and throw them in the prison. Okay. Getting into other areas here. Oh, my goodness, we actually have a caller on the line. Tom in Florida, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good day, Tom? Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I can hello? Hear you now. Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, my God. Oh, thank you. Yeah, what's on my mind is, and by the way, great hair from Layla last couple of days. I didn't get a chance to call in, but I listened to our shows and really good information. And by the way, Trudeau, I think, is the son of Fidel Castro. That's my saying, my thinking.
I've heard that rumor many, many times.
Well, I know his the mother and father were real tight with the communists in Cuba, so I don't know what to think about that. But here, Mike, this is what I do want to talk about. And you had some other great calls during the week I listened to. Excellent. And shout out to Marco and Miles. And but here it is, Mike. Here's what I want to talk about. In the Miami Herald today, they just reported.
Yeah.
Okay. Jackson Memorial Hospital, which helps all the indigenous people,
indigenous,
and hardly ever
indigent.
Helps the white homeless. Indigent. Thank you. I'm a little upset right now. What's going on? So the situation. I'll talk to you down next week about. And I'll keep to myself, you know. But right now, Mike, what they reported here in South Florida. It's costed taxpayers in Dade County $122 million, Mike, to have all these illegals come in here with all kinds of diseases. And I don't know if you heard what's going on here in Florida with DeSantis, Mike. Did you hear about yesterday what he's saying? All these illegals are going to be shipped out. And they brought there was one city, they brought them at 1 o'clock in the morning. I think it was Mulberry, Florida.
Yes.
Did you hear about that,
I
Mike?
I saw that. Yep.
Yeah. And DeSantis is saying, hell no. We're going to ship these illegals in Delaware or New York or New Jersey, one of these blue states. Exactly what all these other white imbeciles should be doing. Because, Mike, they're not here to compliment us. Mike, I just can't. I can tell you stories that blow your brains out as far as the crap I see with my own eyes. You go to
yes.
any of these clinics or anything, they're all speaking Spanish. Nobody's wanting to learn English. Mike, they would never allow millions of German Americans to speak German. Never. It would never be allowed or tolerated. Am I lying, Mike?
Well, I don't think it's Mike? A question of allowing, because I live in a part of the country that has a large German population. When they came here, you know, a lot of them after the World Wars, they wanted to learn English. They wanted to fit in. They wanted to assimilate. Nobody right. had to force them.
That's correct, Mike. And, you know, okay. and they produced a lot. In Wisconsin, the Germans, in Milwaukee, they produce manufacturing, machinery, I
yep.
mean, everything. But now these people coming now, they just want free handouts. 1, 2, 3, get for me, free health care, free Section 8 housing, free comida. Mike, none of these people coming into this country right now, Mike, ever had a steak in their life. When they come into Walmart or Kmart or any supermarket, Publix or a Safeway or any, their eyes pulled out of their head, Mike, because they never saw this. But they were all indoctrinated under communism, basically. or third world loserism.
Well, that wasn't really the root cause, Tom, that wasn't the root cause. The problem is that for the last several decades, U.S. banks have been exploiting the economies of Central and South America. They would get these governments to borrow a bunch of money. Then they would engage in sabotage so that the countries couldn't pay the money back. And then they would just keep the interest payments going and simply bleed the country. And very often the CIA was involved with things like crop poisoning and issues like that.
Yes, I agree with you on that, Mike. But, you know, yeah. Mike, I have to go back to something I brought on your show before. And I hope somebody calls in and let's discuss this, Mike. Let's discuss the fact in Miami-Dade County, Broward County, the commission, they have commissions, Mike. You know all about that. Mayor and all that.
Yes.
Nobody's representing me, Mike, in my cause. Nobody's representing white America in the city I'm in. This was called the Magic City, one of the most prime real estates in the whole United States was South Florida, Mike, for the weather, for the beaches, for everything. And look what happened, Mike. There's not one person representing my viewpoints as being a white American whose families went to war for this country over generations, Mike.
Okay.
180 years in this, my father's side has been in this country. And I have no representation here. Matter of fact, when they get out of their little chambers, Mike, they want to speak Spanish. They don't want to speak and converse in the language of the country. According to them, there is no official language. So, Mike,
they're technically correct on that one.
Yes. They came here to usurp us. They did not come in a compliment. And it's like I said, Mike, when the locusts go into a swarm in 17 years and eat up the crop, there's nothing left. Pretty soon there'll be nothing left for none of us. And, Mike, before I hang up, you got another call. I want to ask you one question, Mike, and I agree 100% with you. Mike, what is the one thing Zog has done to America where they're in the voting apparatus we have currently set up, Mike? What is the one thing that white America is not allowed to do, Mike? Can you tell me?
Yeah, they're not allowed to criticize Israel. I mean, already we've got members of our Congress attacking Amnesty International for their report saying that Israel is an apartheid state.
That's correct, Mike. But here's another thing. White America is not allowed to have its white females go along and co-side with its white males. In other words, every time you hear about the vote, every time there's a vote, and we know they're rigged, the white female is busting away, breaking away from the white male to be wiped out as far as a political machine or holding the power at 63% of the population in the United States. We don't keep that. Like the Democratic Party, I think somebody on your show is talking, they always stick together. The Republicans don't. They run like power scouring rats. And what do you look, you got a guy like Bernie Sanders. You got this Dick Blumenthal. He said he went to Vietnam, never did. He's getting elected as senators. These guys are getting elected senators. They're only 2% of the population, Mike. And how are they getting these jobs as senator, Mike? They're using the white female? Is that the excuse that Zog given out? Oh, with white female?
Well, again, it's very hard. It's very hard to say who is voting for who when the election data itself is suspect. And I know you like
Absolutely.
To get on this issue that white females are somehow voting in a way that you don't agree with. We don't know that
Mike, I agree with you, Mike. That's what I'm saying. I do agree with you.
Okay.
I believe that's the narrative they're trying to use against the white males and say, oh, you're white females. I want to go along with you, Mike. I agree with you. I think this has been a scam for over 70 years. They've been using this crap where, the white female is so liberal, but her white male's, more conservative and in the middle. I mean, Mike, this is the only narrative they can play to take down the civilization of North America as we know it. Because, Mike, you were talking about a while way back. Back in the day, you had to be a landowner to even vote. You couldn't vote unless you owned property. Now it's like anybody can be a voter, and hell, they drop boxes everywhere, and it's all fake.
Yeah, well, those are a problem.
Yeah, it's been a fake, phony on nincompoop stuff that these demon rats have conjured up, Mike, and that's why I know Trump won this last election, especially here in Florida, and I don't believe I just don't understand how Pennsylvania, they have all these supposedly wells and coal and all that, and they would vote for a guy like that buffoon. This is all insane, Mike. And like again, I'm getting off the rails a little, but it's like this, Mike. Their views and their narrative of the white female does not coincide with the white male, and that's how they're going to keep constantly bashing the majority in this country. Because actually, Mike, if we are monogynous, a singular vote, white males and white females, we would never have a Democrat elected ever. According to what they're saying,
there's no question that Democrats like to create divisions in the conservatives and exploit them. And the general conventional wisdom is that male voters tend to use their brain to decide what they're going to vote for, and women tend to use more of their heart. And by playing the two against each other, yeah, they can create divisions.
Yes. One more thing, Mike. The illegals that are coming in, did you see the report today on Breitbart? 2.5 million illegals have came in since January. Last January.
Yeah, I saw that. One American News covered it as well.
That's unbelievable, Mike. That's a wipeout. That's a wiping out the whole country. That's totally wiped out. Like, I have one caller in there, and I do agree to all of your callers. Everybody should get a bullhorn and go out and let everybody know what's really going on. Shake the core of their communities to the truth, what's really going on. And bullhorns, you know, quite powerful. You don't lose your voice with one of those. And you can really send out messages. You can even record messages on them and keep it playing it back and back and back. Matter of fact, Mike, a lot of these Cuban-American guys, they go around in their cars. They put horns on top of their car. They ride around the neighborhood, you know, blurting out stuff about communism. And if you don't like the United States, go back to Cuba or Venezuela. I'm like, I think it's amazing what so many people end up improvising. It's unbelievable. And it works, Mike, because, you know, here in Florida, there's more registered Republicans now than there's Democrats by a long shot. So I think that's the model for the rest of the country, hopefully. And, you know, Mike, all I can say is South Florida has become a third world. It really has. Especially with the medical. The medical situation here, Mike, is deplorable. It's horrible. It's what can I say? It's a disaster, basically. Let me put it that way.
And, it's all about
vengeance.
Well, we had the same problem in Hawaii. The quality of medical care was horrible there when Claire suffered her back fracture. It was 90 days before she got finally seen by the HMO that we were involved with. And they totally missed my PMR. It wasn't until I moved here to Indiana and changed doctors that I found out the real reason of what was going on. Anyway, listen, Tom.
Thanks, Mike. I'll let you know next week what's going on with my wife. I know I'm trying to keep my powder dry, so I'll talk to you next week about that. All right.
Fine. And before we hit the commercial break here, I'm informed by our control room that somebody had called on in, and when Mike went to put them on hold, they may have actually been cut off. So if you're sitting there thinking you're still on hold, you might want to say, it was a guy that got cut. Okay, let's see. We're going to go to Layla in Canada. And Layla, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
It's the GoFundMe for the Freedom Convoy. They raised $10 million, but GoFundMe has suspended the account, and their excuse for doing so is that they said their standards do not allow GoFundMe for anyone who supports violence. Never, never, and no.
Somebody got their leash yanked. And I know GoFundMe has already started returning all of the donations to the people who donated. But somebody got to GoFundMe and said, you have got to stop this. I mean, clearly the governments of the world are afraid of mass popular uprisings like this. And they should be, and we should be learning from how successful the Canadians were. So anyway, listen, Layla, stay on the line. I got to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Welcome back to our show here, and a little bit of a clarification on a story we did a little bit earlier in the show. Candace Bergen is the new leader in Canada's Conservative Party, and she has her sights set on Trudeau and dealing with him. Anyway, we're talking with Layla in Canada, and we were talking about fundraising and how GoFundMe has shut down the GoFundMe page for the Canadian Freedom Convoy, and they're already returning the donations to those people who donated. I think it's a slightly better outcome than the one that was being suggested by the city of Ottawa, which is they just wanted to commandeer that money. And so anyway, GoFundMe, obviously somebody has got compromising information, and kind of makes me wonder just how many CEOs of all these corporations went down to Jeffrey Epstein's island, got themselves videotaped. Anyway, Layla, can you just sort of pick up from there?
Yes, I wanted to add something to what you said. Candace Bergen is not the new leader. She's only the interim leader, filling in until the party actually holds a convention to elect a new leader by the members of the party. I wanted also to quote something that is in today's National Post. Trudeau said that he will always stand with peaceful protesters. Only 14 months ago, when he was talking about farmers who put a, had a strike that actually crippled India for about a year. His words were, let me remind you, Canada will always be there to defend the rights of peaceful protesters. We believe in the process of dialogue. This is a moment for all of us to pull together. And now he's telling the public that if foreign leaders want to talk to the protesters, that's fine, but he refuses to.
And yeah, and earlier, they're all Russian agents anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre. And they have done nothing. It's true, I'm sure, that it must be very difficult for Ottawa residents to be hearing the trucks blowing their rigs' horns and listening to the idling motors of the truckers, but the problem is...
Yeah, and they're also cut off from their cell phone service.
Yep, but the problem is when you choose to live in a city like Ottawa, you have to recognize it's going to be the site of major protests. And the city councillors are the ones who are threatening... They dare to threaten the peaceful protesters. Now, the police are really in a quandary. They've talked about possibly bringing in the military. If they do, of course, Trudeau just ruled that out. They've ruled that out, but it doesn't mean that they won't use it eventually. It's probably their last choice. Yeah. I mean, they're saying they ruled it out, but we know very well that they're not going to rule it out if they think they can find people in the military who will actually inflict some kind of violence against the peaceful protesters who are exercising the democratic rights that Trudeau himself 14 months ago said was their right. It's obscene. But anyway, if anybody wants to see the major stories, they can go to the National Post. But I wanted to say one other thing about Erin O'Toole, who was ousted by the caucus, by a large majority of the caucus members. His departure speech was very, very pleasant, very much like I would expect a liberal to state. And I think that Erin O'Toole has shown that he would be a wonderful leader for the Liberal Party if they can get rid of that creep, Justin Trudeau. It's in the National Post. That's the only Canadian newspaper I now subscribe to, because when the commercial news media insisted on supports like the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, getting its $1.5 billion from Parliament, they insisted on also being funded. They were given $600 million by the Trudeau Liberals just before an election. And they all now have firewalls. You can barely get in. You can't get in. You might be able to read the headlines, but try and read more than one or two stories. So I finally have subscribed to the National Post, because right now it's the only Canadian newspaper reporting legitimate news. And it may be one of the few around the world, because the BBC has gone totally corrupt, which is a terrible disappointment. And we know what's happened with the U.S. News media, the so-called news media. So anyway, that makes people like your show all the more valuable and critical, because not only do you do a roundup of news, but you also allow people to call in with additional information. I would really urge people to support your show in particular. I'm not criticizing anyone else at RBN. I think all of RBN's hosts are just wonderful. All the shows are great, but yours has a unique quality. Now, I don't know. You said, I think your webpage states that you're accepting support through GoFundMe.
I may have to change that. I mean, they've started giving me some grief about, standards and stuff, so I'm going to have to change pay systems again.
Is there any way I remember you gave out a P.O. box. Can you post that on your webpage?
That's on the donate page. If you click to donate, the post office box is there. Anyway, Layla, gotta let you go. We gotta take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Nurse Hazel in Colorado. And Hazel, thank you very much for being so patient. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. This is the first time I call in this show. I normally call in a Steve show on Mondays or sometimes Sundays, and I haven't called him for a while. But I work in a stroke unit here in Colorado. So I just want to tell you guys that most of our patients in our unit, sometimes we go 23 census on our unit. We have mostly about 80% that are fully vaccinated or like that had the second shot, that coming back with blood clots, stroke.
Oh, man.
Yes, and also altered mental state. And mostly the age range are like 50 and above. So I feel so bad for those people there. And then we have some stay-in patients that they have behavioral issue after the shot that nobody can take them in any facility here in Colorado. I don't know why. Probably Denver will. But I feel bad for them because they'll be wondering how they become, they had a stroke. I know they have comorbidities such as hypertension, but it's just coincidence when, because we have our charts in the computer, and on the left side of that chart, we will know if the person is vaccinated or not. And when they get admitted to our hospital, whether you have COVID or anything, they still test you before you even get into the hospital, because I asked most of my patients. So some of the patients, they acknowledge it that, you know, how did I used to walk and now I can't walk, and then I have to take anticoagulants because he has blood clots on his leg. So,
yes.
And then also what's interesting is because I got my religious exemption, so they're giving Pfizer and Moderna in our hospital, but they don't do J&J because it's a Catholic hospital, so it has fetal parts. And I said, what makes it the difference? They all have fetal parts in that anyway. So so some of my coworkers, like I think there's five of us in our unit that have exemption, because I don't really believe on it. Really, I don't. So so I just keep it down and keep it quiet, and then just like work as normal. But for me, if I get sick with COVID, I'll be out for 14 days. But then those people that are vaccinated, which is my coworkers, they come back after 5 days, which is worse because they get sick. And then we have long-term patients that are just waiting for placement. And then now we have one patient that got contracted with COVID, and then he's fully vaccinated. So mostly adverse effects that are coming to our hospital, like they said there's a lot of deaths from unvaccinated people. That's not true. I'm telling the truth because I see it all day long. And it's really sad because they end up dying or getting intubated, and then that's it for their life. So I'm just sharing that to you guys. So I know you have callers. So
thank you very much for the information. And, you know, again, One American News was going on about this issue, about this little trick that the CDC and the FDA have of saying that if you die within 2 weeks of getting your vaccination, you're considered unvaccinated because it takes 2 weeks for the shot to work. But what's really going in is the vast majority of people who are dying from these gene therapies do die within those first 2 weeks. And then because of this little tricky bookkeeping thing, they get dumped into the unvaccinated category.
Yes, and really quick. So when you look at the track of the doses that they got, because I always look at them, so because my thinking, when they come in with blood clots and stroke and altered mental status and heart issues, I always look at their vaccination status. Oh, I'm not surprised this person is vaccinated. So it's like 6 to 8 months or 6 months or even earlier than that, and then some of them, they just die, and then they don't make it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is the biggest medical botch up in history, and everybody involved, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Anthony Fauci, CDC, FDA, they're all trying to basically make it all go away before people start marching on the Capitol building for real.
Yeah. And we have to wear double masks. We wear N95 and then a mask.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Mike, for taking my call.
Well, thank you for the information here, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just real quick there. Just wanted to ask you, when you were a kid, did you build those Estes model rockets?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, when I was a kid, I made my own engines. You know, we called them basement bombers.
Really? If you did that today, you would be thrown in jail, I think.
Yeah, you would. Back then, they said, yeah, go on, blow up your house. You know, that'll learn you.
Yeah, one time I took apart some fireworks, and I took the powder out, and I put it in a coffee can, and then I dropped a match in it and burnt my eyebrows off.
I've had a few moments like that. Actually, my father repaired our gas water heater and then sent me out to light it, and that's how I lost my eyebrows.
Really? Well, at least we're still here.
Yeah, and they grew back.
I was looking up. I sent you a picture and a link to a book there concerning Justin Trudeau. Now, according to the official record, you know, he was born December 25th, 1971, and Trudeau and Margaret didn't visit Cuba until 1976.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't line up. Now,
okay.
Margaret was 22 when she married the Prime Minister Pierre. So I'm not sure if anybody has any information that she visited Cuba before the marriage, but they did during the trip. The Trudeaus made 76. They spent a night in private with no security with Fidel Castro. And
hello, Bruce, are you there?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm sorry about that.
You faded out for a second.
Yeah, I don't know how the elites are. A little funny, you know what I mean? But you can take a look at that and see what you want. If you want to pass it on to anybody, feel free.
Okay, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Michael. Yeah, you were mentioning earlier the fact that, this virus, if it was an actual bioweapon, it would be a lot stronger.
Yes.
And... seems to me it's more effective the less lethal it is. I mean, don't viruses like kill their host and then they wouldn't spread
globally?
The
unsuccessful ones do. I mean, over time, natural viruses, natural pathogens evolve to more benign forms that live basically in peace with their hosts. So that they can go on reproducing. A pathogen that kills its host immediately is not a successful one because it doesn't get passed on.
Yeah, and I mean, I listen to RBN a lot. There's some different hosts and callers. Some of them are just adamant that this thing doesn't exist. And I mean, something killed all those Iranian politicians back when this first came out. And I do believe they're mixing it, like they chose a coronavirus-based something that they tweaked. You know, this was man-made. So PCR test can't tell the difference between a coronavirus and SARS-CoV-2. So
can't
I think
even
they chose
tell the difference
coronavirus.
Between COVID-19 and the flu.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, this thing, it just seemed like it was... tailor-made for what's going on right now, and it's, all these variants. I mean, it's possible they're dropping vials of a variant here and there and just calling it a variant. But,
well, anyways. maybe, or again, these gene therapies are actually triggering mutations in COVID, because prior to the introduction of the gene therapies, we had just COVID-19, and that was COVID-19 and COVID-19. Then all of a sudden, we're getting injected with these gene therapies, and we've got the beta version, the delta version, Omicron and, Megatron and, whatever.
It's a con, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you mentioned, maybe this is some kind of depopulation thing. And there was an argument, there's a few RBN shows that I listened to where someone brought up the ACE2 receptors when it comes to Ashkenazi population. They're different from the rest of the global population when it comes to the spike protein. So I'm not really sure. I have no knowledge of this based on...
Well,
I have no scientific
Israel
knowledge.
Has been working on ethnically sensitive bioweapons for a long time, but if that's what this was supposed to be, they blew it, because the population of Israel is among the hardest hit in the entire world.
Yeah, I remember Dick Cheney came out right after 9/11 talking about genome-specific bioweapons, and
yes.
He could have been referring to some secret lab in Tel Aviv. Who knows? On the same topic, you probably heard the binge watching Netflix can lead to strokes. I don't know if you heard that one. That was
I hadn't, but I don't binge watch, so I'm safe.
Yeah, that was an article that came out on mainstream media. It was on Drudge, and the latest one today is getting a high energy bill in the mail may cause heart attacks and strokes. Now that came out of Wales. And that was on Microsoft.
Well, you're going to have comorbidities on that one, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, and then another thing. Layla from Canada there, she touched on a subject, this interim leader, Candace Bergen, not to be confused with the actress. She was, you know, it's hard to say who these people, if they're, you know, kind of conservatives, you know, or not. But she was wearing a MAGA hat. She got caught wearing a MAGA hat. And then she kind of backpedaled on it, you know. And it's just, it's interesting, though, because there's been already some, you know, some changes at the top levels already. And I think it has to do with this Aaron O'Toole from the Conservatives. He was basically saying, yeah, let's get up to 90% vaccinated, and he was all for the mandates. So I think this truckers convoy is really having effect, and it's you know, it's coming on. Like, this is a revolution. Trudeau, I mean, this guy, he can't just go AWOL and pretend you got coronavirus, and everyone knows he's been vaxxed and boosted. So he still gets corona. It's just, it's funny. And a lot of these truckers in Canada are actually from India, quite a big percentage of them, and they all know about Bill Gates.
I saw that in the videos. Anyway, listen, Daniel, okay. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we are running out of time, and I got a bunch of callers I want to get to, so we're going to switch over to James in Vancouver. Welcome to the show, James. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon. If Bobby Kennedy would have been president when Martin Luther King Jr. Was assassinated, I'm sure that he would have gone to the networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and addressed the nation right on the spot, right? And as it was, he was in Indianapolis, I think, and his speech to the people of Indianapolis is attributed to that city being calm that night. And you contrast that with this excuse for a prime minister up here who is running scared, you see. And and well, you know, people, the populace and his constituencies, everybody can smell this, right? He's weak. He's weak as a leader, and he's a coward. And I think it behooves the people of Canada to do what they're doing, because who wants to be ruled by someone who's spineless? And people like Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, you see, they're doing the same thing. And it stinks, and this is the point I'm trying to make today, that there is lots of precedent for this in Machiavelli, where the leader has been caught being a chicken, you see. And yes. then things will just happen the way they happen. But, you saw the Sikhs in the videos, right?
Yes.
Big Sikh population of truck drivers, right? So, see, this is the whole thing. People with ingenuity, it isn't, race, you know, everybody will argue that, but actually what we're looking for in a population who are people who are industrious, if they bring crafts and trades and skills with them to a country, then that's absolutely okay. And race doesn't matter at that point, because they're building productivity into the nation, you see.
Yeah, I agree.
But when you've got people coming in for welfare, of course, I absolutely understand what Tom is saying in Florida, right? Because they're not going to come in here and make any productive advantage to the society. So I'll let you go, and we'll talk again. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. The GoFundMe thing. Don't they already have a reputation for doing what they've been doing? And just why are we still using GoFundMe?
Well, the only reason I'm using GoFundMe is because PayPal shut down my accounts over medical misinformation. And, you know, they're the ones pushing the medical misinformation that the gene therapies are safe and effective and they're not going to hurt you. And, you know, when this all blows up, I can see a class action lawsuit against. Can I finish?
Yes.
When this all blows up, I see a class action lawsuit against all of these tech giants for all the people who died because these tech giants would not allow them access to information required to make informed consent. Okay, please, your turn.
No, amen to that. That's a great point. And I was just going to segue over into that exact thing you just said, which is basically we have to deal with the big tech, whoever's behind all the big tech, all these actual people that actually have blood flowing through their veins who need to go to prison. So that's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to say. You're doing a great job. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bob in North Carolina. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for keeping free speech alive. The story you mentioned yesterday about North Carolina deciding whether high school seniors need to take the vax, that was unanimously overturned, I'm glad to say. I've got
good.
Skin in the game. Yeah, I've got skin in the game on that. One other thing, you mentioned Spotify earlier. It seems like these corporations, once they get about 400 million subscribers, they go down. Now, Spotify is down 35% in 1 month. It went from 244, and it closed the day at 156. Of course, the market's quite volatile.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, one of the things we say in the market is buy the rumor, sell the news. And that's a good philosophy.
Okay.
And I want to mention one other thing. You, some of the hosts seem to be maybe not well-educated on the Mackinder World Island map. And his name's Halford Mackinder. And I'd mentioned it before. It's the new Silk Road. And you had mentioned, kind of alluded to the story yesterday and today, and you're talking about Afghanistan and how they're going through there. They want to go in, you know, up through Europe. Via
yes.
The center of the map basically would start to be the Russia, China, Afghanistan. It would go into Europe and Africa, and Israel will be involved in that. That's why all of these parties are getting together. There's some strange bedfellows, but they're trying to control that heartland over there. So the Belt and Road system is something we need to start talking about because that's really what's sort of happening there. And that's another reason why a lot of those weapons were left with those people in Afghanistan so that they could potentially cause a little more terrorism and slow things down. And one other thing.
I have to disagree with you on that thesis. Biden, certainly, if you look at the political damage it caused him, Biden's leaving those weapons behind was a very, very bad move. And right now, Afghanistan and the Taliban are not friends of the United States. The United States is still refusing to release their funds that are kept in U.S. banks. And I think when China approaches Afghanistan, Afghanistan is going to hold out their hand and say, yes, let's do business together.
Yeah, I agree. They probably will, but there's always terrorists. It's hard to get rid of terrorists. I'm going to bet you a soda that neither Hillary Clinton nor Donald Trump will be candidate in 24.
Well, yeah, sounds good. I mean, I certainly don't want Hillary to be a candidate. Joe Biden is demented, but Hillary Clinton is just flat out dangerous.
I agree. Trump's going to take the money, and he's going to spread it around to his family and friends, and he's going to be the kingmaker for some candidates. But he's basically all about the money. This money he's been raising.
Well,
you know,
Donald, throw some over here, would you? Because I could use some. Okay.
Yeah, Donald, the Don.
Yes,
right, sir,
the Donald.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, Ben, and... yeah, we're coming up here. Well, we're basically in the last segment of the program. I skipped the commercial break here because we had a bunch of callers. Getting on back to the news here, Tucker Carlson basically did a segment criticizing the Baltimore school system for the poor student accomplishments. Their test scores are really down, and the Baltimore schools tried to come back and defend the bad test scores. The mayor of Baltimore literally called Tucker Carlson racist. And Tucker Carlson said, basically, democracy is failing in this crime-riddled, democratically run city. And he's absolutely correct on that. Now, there was a very bizarre article that I saw, and it came out of counterpunch.org. And the headline is "The Dangerous Trend of the Parents' Rights Movement." And obviously, the author of this article thinks that parents having a say in their own children's education is a bad thing. And so this entire screed is an attack on Indiana's Attorney General Todd Rokita, who introduced a Parents' Bill of Rights that said education policy and curriculum should accurately reflect the values of the Indiana families, which sounds like a really good model. But the Democrats, of course, want to turn education into indoctrination of transgender ideology and, drag queen story hour and all the rest of that. So they are producing bad students who will not be able to compete in a modern technological global marketplace here. All right. Now, getting on in here. This is getting really dangerous. Out in California, in Riverside, the school district there drew criticism because the official website of the entire school district, not just one school, okay, the entire school district had an essay titled "Decentering Whiteness," was written by Jeff Hitchcock and Charlie Flint, and basically came on out saying that attacking whiteness is not enough. And this, provoked a huge backlash, and to the point where the school district had to take it down. Okay, we've got some callers on the line. I hope we have enough time to get them. But Dan in Washington State, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Real quick, they were talking to Aussie Jews, how it might or might not affect them. But I did hear on Fast the Nation, they reported that what they were doing in Wuhan was working on SARS research. SARS is a Middle East lung infection that does affect people kind of in the Middle East a little bit more. And that's kind of what they were doing. That's one theory of what they were doing in Wuhan, is that they were basically working on
there are pathogens that only affect specific ethnic groups, and that occurs in nature. I mean, look at sickle cell anemia, for example. Okay. Yep. Anyway, Dan, I'm sorry to cut you off. The music is playing. Please stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone tonight. Please go out on all your social media, post links to republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. These are very difficult times for all of us. We're trying to get through and restore the republic. So aloha, America. We'll be back tomorrow, and have a pleasant, safe, warm evening.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.